What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Mean Streets here on our FTN YouTube page, listening on iTunes and Spotify. We greatly appreciate you. I am Chris Meany. You can give me a follow at Chris Meany. You can reach out with any complaints, questions, or concerns at Chris Meany on the Twitter machine or X Mean Streets FTN at gmail.com. We're just going to talk Falcons and Eagles in this show here, this episode. Subscribe to our FTN YouTube page, iTunes, Spotify, waiting for some of the injury news to kind of filter through. The latest on Isaiah Pacheco, a fractured fibula, but this is going to be just focused on tonight's game with a couple picks and some props for tonight. And I'll have another video later on talking about waiver wire rankings and some of these injuries and some of the takeaways from week two. So let's just get into tonight. It is Eagles and Falcons, Battle of the Birds, home opener at the Link. This is the third straight year Kirk Cousins has played the Eagles for their home opener. He did it the last couple of years for Minnesota. 2 years ago was awful. He ran into Slay, threw a couple picks to Slay. Last year was, the numbers are great. Like, he wasn't the reason they lost. He did not look good in week one at all. You know, there was certainly some pressure on him from the Steelers defense, but it didn't look like he was comfortable in the pocket. There was a couple times where there really wasn't a lot of pressure and he forced a throw. And that Achilles, it's his planter. That's that right planter. And you could see when he's tossing, it just didn't look right. I think the Eagles win the game, but I've always been on Atlanta +6, +6.5. I think we had it on the show on Friday. Now that number is gone with the AJ Brown news. He's not going to play tonight. I'm seeing on our prop shop parlay calculator, there are some 5.5s out there. Bet Rivers, Bet 365, -110. That's the way that I would lean. I do think even without AJ, I have a lean to the over 45.5. I think we could see some points scored in this game. I have some concerns about the Eagles secondary. And of course, like, defenses could make some plays too. The Eagles offense was slow. They got going a bit. I still have the lean without AJ over 45.5. I can see some sort of like 27-24 game, maybe a 24-21, which is like right there at the number. But I have the slight lean there, but I think the play is Atlanta. Some of these props that I do have, some of the numbers are gone, but I just wanted to show you guys, like, if you're just loosely betting, all good. If you are serious about getting into this thing, you know, reach out at Chris Meany. We have Discord channels for all the sports. We talk bankroll management. We keep track of everything in terms of units and the pick tracker, you know, the props, the teasers, the sides, the totals, the parlays, like money line. We keep track of everything from everybody. And we're really just here to, I'm here to create a distraction and on the everyday of life that is very, very difficult. But I'm also here to try to help people win an extra few bucks in their pocket. That's what I'm all about. So I understand Devontae Smith over 4.5 catches -140 is gone. I understand Dallas Goedert over 3.5 catches -130 is gone. But the perks of being subbed with us over at FTN, notified right away when me or anybody else makes a bet, we put it in the Discord, we talk about it in the tracker. Devontae Smith was a pick for me midweek. It's now 5.5, similar price. And that jumped up with AJ. Yesterday morning in the tracker, hearing about AJ Brown, you know, it's never a good thing when an injury, you know, pops up for somebody, you know, mid or late week, right? That's not ever a good thing. And we saw him downgraded and then ruled out. Jumped on this yesterday morning. Dallas Goedert over 3.5. So you're watching now, you're like, great, these numbers are gone. Thanks. But I just wanted to talk a little bit about the closing line value and the value of being with us, because some of these numbers are gone. I'll walk through the number that I would hit, like Saquon Barkley over 16.5 receiving yards. It hasn't moved that much. It's 17.5. I think without A.J. Brown, the offense is going to run through Saquon Barkley, Devontae Smith, and Dallas Goedert. I think it's going to be that simple. Yes, there's an opportunity here for Jahan Dotson. Yes, he's been hanging out with Jalen Hurts after practice, getting a rapport with him. Last week was only his first game. He didn't get a whole lot of run. But I still think that this offense will run through Saquon, Smith, and Goddard. I was already on Smith regardless of the AJ Brown news. He's the third down guy. You watch the Eagles offense over the past couple of years when they need to move the chains. Devontae Smith is the guy for Jalen Hurts. He has been, you know, the past three seasons. Third and six, where's Devontae at? It really is that simple. As for Saquon, 24 rushing attempts last week, hit the century mark on the ground. He caught two passes for 23 yards. He had three total touchdowns. So the receiving prop now is 17.5. Use the prop shop free parlay calculator to get the best possible number. Both links inside the description of this video. If you're watching on YouTube, you're listening on iTunes and Spotify, head on over to FTN Fantasy. Click the prop shop up at the top. Again, free tool like Google search. It really will save you a lot of time and a lot of cash if you want to take this thing seriously. Again, if you're just having some fun, let's just have some fun here. But I do like Saquon. I would take him as high as 20 receiving yards. I think he catches two or three passes out of the backfield. We know how explosive he is. Kellen Moore running motion, more motion in pre-snap motion of the Eagles offense last week since 2020. And they had two back sets sometimes, you know, Shipley and Barkley. Move one of them, you move a defender out of the box. It's good to see. If you're an Eagles fan, it's certainly refreshing from what you saw last year. So it's moving Saquon around, some wheel routes and whatnot, some screens, over 16 and a half. It's now 17 and a half. It is my second favorite bet. I still like Devontae Smith. Now, the 4.5 is gone, as I mentioned, but the 5.5 is still there, and it's a little juiced. He should avoid A.J. Terrell, who is a corner I respect, who is going to be on A.J. Brown. Now, Devontae Smith is one of those guys that you could just move around the formation nonstop. There's been a lot of talk in the offseason from him as well. Oh my goodness, I'm lining up all over the place in the slot. I like the catch prop more than the yards. The yards are really climbing. 70 is the lowest I see. That's at Bet365. Same price over at BetRivers, 74.5. Example of the prop shop. The best catch prop I'm seeing for Devontae Smith is 5.5 minus 128 at Caesars. I do think he catches six passes. If you wanted to do some sort of same game parlay with alternate spreads, you can do just five catches for Devontae Smith. Dallas Goedert is now gone. 3.5 is gone. So again, perks of being with us. You jump on that number and you see the movement. 4.5 is plus 120 over at DraftKings. I see FanDuel hanging 3.5, the over minus 168. That's just too much juice to take as a single. I do think he catches four passes. I actually think he catches five passes. You know, Jalen Hurts' completion percentage is much higher when he is on the field. He doesn't score a lot of touchdowns. He's not really involved inside the red zone. I think he's sneaky tonight for a touchdown because of AJ, but this is a guy that I think will catch five passes. I think Devontae will catch six. I think Goddard will catch five. I think Saquon will catch two, three, maybe four. And like I said, the offense runs through those guys. So you are getting some plus money. There's actually a better number for receiving yards for Goddard, 41.5 minus 110 over at Bet365. I already pulled the trigger on the 43.5. So I like him as high as like 45.5. I think he can flirt with 50 for Devontae Smith, six grabs. I don't know, that number, that 70 is high. I think he probably gets there, but I like the catches a little bit more. They do some bubbles, some quick little slants with him. So I like the catch prop a little bit more than the receiving yard number. For Bijan Robinson, this number has changed. It's 30.5 now. I wouldn't take much over 30.5. I think he lives in the low 30s for Bijan Robinson. I think the Eagles are going to be able to dial up some pressure. I think what they saw last week, kind of a copycat league, like let's get after Kirk Cousins and company. Bijan had five targets, five catches, and 43 receiving yards last week. So I think he'll be a big player again through the air. And I think they're going to lean on him a little bit on the ground, but the Eagles do have a strong run defense, and they held Jacobs in check for the most part last week. They really just struggled, to cover. And I think Avante Maddox was the guy that really struggled the most. I expect Quinyon Mitchell to be on Darnell Mooney. Did some really good things last week against Christian Watson. I expect Darius Slay to be on Drake London. Ray-Ray McCloud may have a role again. I know he played fewer snaps than those wide receivers, but in the slot against Avante Maddox, he's somebody that I am interested in. I didn't put in here. His catch prop is 2.5 minus 145. I do like that. You know, if you were looking for another one, I do, expect a couple quick throws from Kirk Cousins, throw into the slot, taking advantage of the mismatch. He had seven targets, four grabs, and 52 receiving yards. Again, he did play behind London and Darnell Mooney. He only played 30 offensive snaps. Those guys were in the mid-50s, but still a part of the offense there. And I expect those corners to be on the other guys. So I would say Bijan out of the backfield catching some passes. Kyle Pitts here, over 3.5 catches, minus 120. The Eagles have struggled against tight ends over the past couple of seasons, really. And then I'll add one more in there. Ray-Ray, a little bit juiced at minus 145. And I think the Falcons will cover, as I said there, at plus 6. So just to recap, the numbers that I would bet: Saquon over 17.5 receiving yards, I would take that. Devontae Smith over 5.5 catches, I would take that. If you're doing a same game parlay, you want to go a little bit conservative, you can go Devontae for five grabs, 50 plus receiving yards. Dallas Goedert, four grabs, Maybe just go 25 plus receiving yards or 40 plus receiving yards. You know, Bet365 is like 25, 50, and 75, but like FanDuel allow you to do like 40. So you can go to 40 there. Bijan now at 30.5 receiving yards. I would take it there. I wouldn't go much higher than like 32.5. Kyle Pitts over 3.5 catches. I like Ray McLeod in the slot against Avante Maddox over 2.5 catches. And I like the Falcons to cover this football game and the Eagles to win it. As for touchdowns, you know, Saquon and Bijan, you want to do a two-leg touchdown. I mean, I think it's pretty solid, but they're both really juiced to take as singles. I'd say, listen, if there's somebody to score a touchdown in this game, it would be Saquon Barkley. My next bet would probably be Jalen Hurts. After that would be Bijan Robinson. You want to find some value on the betting board here today. Devontae Smith plus 150, Dallas Goedert plus 230, Pitts at plus 250, Darnell Mooney at plus 360. Again, Quinyon Mitchell on him. I've seen enough already to know that this guy is going to be a lockdown corner in the NFL. He comes with a lot of swag, but Mooney's the deep threat guy here. There could be some like busted coverage, you know, attention on London. Maybe Bijan's going strong and they bring a safety down and, you know, there's one-on-one. It could happen. Cousins still has a good deep ball. If he could trust himself a little bit more in game number two to take a shot down the field. Mooney doesn't really remind me of Rashid Shaheed, but we had on Friday, Rashid Shaheed is the deep threat guy in the offense, taking shots, Carr taking shots with him down the field, and it worked out for us. We had the over 34.5 and 3-1 for him to score. And then kind of same sort of deal with Mooney. If you're taking any prop on him, it would be the receiving yards and not the catches, but a little bit of a sprinkle on the touchdowns. Again, I would rank them Saquon, Hurts, Bijan, not a lot of value in those guys. Smith, I think Goddard's going to have a good game. I think Goddard's going to be, you know, especially if Terrell, if Devontae Smith, they're moving him around and he's having success, Terrell may follow him a little bit and that would open up things for Jahan Dotson. But I think the game plan to start would be Dotson, you know, from Terrell taking away Dotson and then Smith, maybe burning them a little bit and then them making some adjustments. And that's where I think Dallas Goedert could be leaned on in this game. A big opportunity for Goddard against the Falcons. All right, that's it. Appreciate you guys taking the time to hang out here. Good luck with your picks. Any questions at Chris Meany. If you want to be part of the FTN family, reach out. MeanStreetsFTN@gmail.com, FTNFantasy.com/pricing. And by the way, you know, you get everything, all the picks from everybody across all sports. You get projections, tools, the Discord channel. And, you know, hockey's around the corner. So if you've been following me for the past couple of years and you want to have some hockey bets, you know, you will get those. You will get NHL. You will get NBA. You'll get college basketball, college football. You get the baseball postseason playoffs. You get all the football. The Fantasy Football Plus package gives you everything. DVOA statistics, it's all there for you over at FTNFantasy.com. Enjoy the football game and hopefully no more injuries. Oh, one final tip. I guess if you had AJ, I would rank them. I'm leaning the Atlanta guys over Dotson. I think it's clear to say, oh, Dotson, better quarterback at home, favored to win. I could get behind it, but I would probably go like Mooney or Ray as like fill-ins. And for myself personally, I am playing a little bit of Mooney. I'm playing a little bit of Dotson. I am playing a little bit of Ray. I have, you know, quite a bit of AJ Brown. Just one final tip. Try, if you can, to put the guys that are questionable on Sunday night, Monday night in the flex spot. So you could maybe pick up a running back. You just never know your situation. I think you just get more options if you can put in the flex. If you can, I understand like, oh, you know, you want a third running back in the flex. You already have them in there. But it's just a friendly reminder, a little tip to try to put that player that's questionable on the Monday night, the Sunday night, in that flex spot. So a little bit easier. There's more options for you. For example, Tyler Allgeier, you know, maybe a touch or two from Kenneth Gainwell. It's not fantastic, but it's better than taking a zero if you couldn't do Dodson or Ray or Mooney, you know, and you're just looking at other wide receivers that really aren't going to do anything for you. Take the zero, like a Paris Campbell, maybe activated, elevated from the practice squad, but how many touches does he get? How many routes does he run? Maybe not a whole lot here tonight. So like just that little tip. And I think I said this last week, you know, with Jordan Mason, I had some people reach out. It worked out. It doesn't always work out like that. Now, you have Mason, great. But that scratch happened before the game. I would just, if you can, if you're in a league that allows you to pick up some waivers now that haven't played, to drop, you know, a bench player that got hurt or, you know, just didn't have a great performance, I would go and pick up a Kenneth Gainwell, a Will Shipley, a Tyler Allgeier. I'd rank them Allgeier, Gainwell, and Shipley. I think Gainwell has that third down role. If anything happened to Saquon, it'd probably be a split between the two guys. But you're beating people to the waiver wire. Saquon and Bijan, hopefully none of those guys get hurt. They just have great games. Then you just drop those guys. You know what I mean? So if you have an extra bench spot, pick up maybe Allgeier, right? Waivers are going to be crazy this week. You get ahead of it this way. I always do that. Every league doesn't allow you to do that. Yahoo in particular is one that allows you to drop some bench guys. I'm always picking up backups. Did it last night with Roshan. Herbert was already picked up. Mixon went down. This is an example right there. Mixon goes down. Maybe he misses a couple weeks. You picked up Herbert for free before the game. All of a sudden you have Khalil Herbert on your roster. So keep that in mind. For Sunday night and Monday night football games. And you could do it with wide receivers too. You could pick up, you know, the backup wide receiver, like the fourth wide receiver, if anything happens, you beat everyone to the waiver wire. It doesn't always work out, but a little trick, that sometimes has worked out. All right. Have a good one, guys. We'll talk to you soon. Cheers.